Well, hello guys, I'm having a San Miguel right about now. And this is a big cheers to James 1225, who gave me a little tip which will help to pay for San Miguel. I appreciate it, buddy. I'm having my beers a little bit early, because usually I end up going to bed about 3 o'clock in the morning. Then I do that Friday and Saturday, then I go back to work on Monday, and I'm goddamn knackered. You'd think I'd work it out after all this goddamn time. Anyway, guys, you see the title of this video is Help Me Out, Guys. And that's true. I'd like you to help me out on this one. So here's a picture of a femon we have in the UK. Her name is Katie Price. Now, apparently many years ago, I don't know, I was in Canada, she looked okay. Don't know what she did, maybe she was a model or something. But she's now 44 years old, and she's had gazillions of operations. One of them's on her breasts, of course. She's had 16 operations on them, as you can tell. Do they look real to you? The good news is, if she fell over, she'd bounce right back up. But of course, that's not her real hair, that's a wig. And most of her body is all covered in tats. And whatever she did before, I have no idea what she does now. She just kind of walks around and tries to get attention, by the look of it. Now here she is getting her lips done. Of course, they've been done as well. And if you can see her eyebrows, they look like they've been tattooed on as well. And oh yes, you can see she's got a full set of veneers as well. I think those are her eyes, but you can never be sure, can you? But you know, for the life of me, I can't figure out where she gets her money from. Now, she's in debt about 3 point something million pounds. But she goes on holiday many times a year. I think she has tried the OnlyFans, of course they all do, but she didn't make a lot of money on that. But she's always gasping for attention somehow, and when the attention seems to wane a bit, she brings her son out. Yes, she has children as well. Although her son has issues, and he's in a special home. But she likes to bring him out and take some pictures and put them in the news. Use him as a PR sort of thing. Maybe she's trying to show what a good mother she is, and of course she's not. But I'd like to get into a business like this where you don't seem to do much of anything at all, and you seem to survive okay. Maybe I should go to the kitchen drawer and get some aluminium foil out and just take the tube out and stick it down my trousers. Wash my hair a bit and put on some real nice sort of clothes and start walking around. See if I can get some money for doing absolutely nothing. You ever notice it's always the femmes that have these sort of non-jobs? I mean, look at the Kardashians, for Christ's sake. Anyway, guys, let me know how she gets her money. Oh yeah, she had an accident in her Land Rover, at least I think it was her Land Rover, because she was taking cocaine. And she went to court and got away with that as well. That's amazing, isn't it? If that was you or me, they'd throw away the goddamn key. But you got a lot of these people in the sort of celebrity limelight that are quite annoying people that don't seem to do much of anything. Now here's another femon. Now this is Daniela Westbrook. Of course, this was many, many years ago when she was very young. And her only claim to fame that I know of, she was in a soap in this country. But she got into some drugs, especially cocaine. And she took so much of it, it destroyed the inside of her nose. But it also destroyed a lot of her face inside as well. And it started to collapse. She was obviously removed from the soap. But that was many years ago. And this is what she looks like now. Now, she's 49 years old, but she looks a lot older. She's had many operations on her face to try and fix it. But as you can see, they haven't worked that well. But once again, where does she get her money from? She hasn't been in the soaps for years. And I suppose in a way you could feel kind of sorry for her, but she's the one who stuffed the cocaine up her nose. Nobody forced her to do that. But she keeps on popping up in the paper as well. And I have no idea why. Oh yeah, even she does some photo shoots like this as well, which is pretty sad, really. But it does show how society is falling apart. Now, she did say she was going to go to another country and get away from the UK, but that never happened. Of course, I wish her all the luck, but why is she even relevant in today's world now? Both these femons are tragic femons, aren't they? And the media giving them any time at all is sick also. Anyway, guys, I'm just stuffing down this cardboard roll down my trousers. Yeah. And I'm just gonna go for a walk downtown. Oh yeah, and I've washed my hair too. So the money will start rolling in very soon, I suspect. I'm not even ruling out OnlyFans for me either. Because if these two femons have a shot, then so do I. I'll put links to the news items down below. Don't worry, guys. I'll still talk with you. Take it easy.